goodness. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 535. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from No Thanks from Omaha, Nebraska. The song is called Hot Water Rising. It's on the album Submerger that just came out a couple weeks ago, October 31st, on Black Sight Records. That album is post-punk, post-hardcore, punk AF. It's a lot of different things, and all of them very good. That band hasn't been down to Kansas City, or at least I haven't seen them, and I'm hoping that as soon as the world is straightened out, they'll be in, because that's a band I definitely want to see live. I got lots of music for you this week, lots of short songs. I like short songs. I like short songs. I like short songs. This is the shortest of them all. This is a band called No Thank You. The song is Letter Writing Contest. Just heard the rare four for there, four tracks in the row from the Too Much Rock podcast. That doesn't happen very often. Ending things there was Natalie Sweet with the track Hit and Run. That's on her debut solo album, Oh By the Way, which she put out digitally in 2019, though it's just being re-released on CD and vinyl from Rumbar Records and Surf and Kai Records sometime about now. And so that's a welcome addition there. You want to pick that one up on vinyl because that's what that one's made to be heard on. It's power pop. It's pop punk. It's exactly what you like if you like that thing, let me tell you that. Before that, we heard from Die Totenhosen. The track was called Sorrow, and it's on Learning English Lesson 3, Mersey Beat, the Liverpool sound. That came out November 13th on the band's own JKP Records. I picked that up because Learning English Volume 1 was just a mind blower for me in, I don't know, 1990 or so, playing all those bands that I had never heard of that were punk rock legends that I probably should have heard of but never did. And I have a soft spot in my heart for them because of that. Lesson 3 there, I don't know. It sounds more like so many of the tracks sound exactly the same, and I'm familiar with those tracks, so it's not as exciting as it was when they gave me those you know, Brickfield Nights or whatever on Lesson 1. That track there was originally recorded by the McCoys, an actual Ute band in the U.S., though later covered by, Mersey Beats, I think. But it was actually written by Bob Feldman, Jerry Goldstein, and Richard Gadaher, who had a number of bubblegum sort of bands in the 60s with various names. Sometimes they were in them. Sometimes they would send other bands out on tour to be them. It was a crazy time, wasn't it? Anyway, I enjoy that cover there. And you may that song starts off with a line that was later plagiarized by George Harrison for one of the Beatles songs. And another trivia bit there, that's the band there, McCoys. That, Rick Derringer was in that band. So Indiana's own Rick Derringer. Okay, and before that, we heard from Mom with the song Waste My Time. That's on the album Pleasure Island. It came out September 22nd of this year. The band based out of Malmo. Right now, it's digital only, but they tell me that they're going to press their own CDs, and some label will be doing vinyl in the future. Before that, starting that set off was the short hit with No Thank You. The song is called Letter Writing Contest. It's on the band's new album, Embroidered Foliage. Came out on Lamo Records October 23rd. That band based out of Philadelphia, led by Katie Delamonica, who is just a wonderful person. I love that band, and I love her. So anyway, whew, that's a lot of music there. I guess I should tell you how this all came to be, right? Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, I got lots more music for you, so let's get into it. This is Parsnip. I'm an angel. we're just ripping through them there. That is X Void with the track Only One. That's the A side of the band's, I think, only release, a two-song single that came out in 2019 on Prefect Records. Not sure what that London band is up to. I have other people asking the same question. Featured ex-members of Joanna Gruesome, that track, they're great. Where are they at now? Probably in lockdown like the rest of us. Before that, we heard from Teen Angst. The song was Let Pull Through. That is the A-side of a two-song digital-only 7-inch that the band put out themselves May of this year. They're based out of Perth, Australia, and I love a good single, and there we've got one. Before that, we heard from Parsnip, also from Australia, but from Melbourne. The track is called Treacle Toffee World, and that's on the Adding Up 7-inch, a four-song 7-inch that came out May of this year on Anti-Fade Records. And that one's a really good one there. That track there has the most edge of anything on there, but I kind of like some of the smoother tracks well. It's a hard choice to make there. Good little EP there. Some vinyl that you want to pick up. However, that happens wherever you are. Sad times. Anyway, I'm about out of time. Let me wrap things up here. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 535. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on one of your favorite social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at SidMuchRock. Nothing on the concert calendar, and I mean nothing. There's no shows happening because we can't be outside. It's too cold, and no way we're going inside. Because nothing new on the website, I'm going back, cleaning some things up, making things prettier, digging through, finding some old things that never actually made it onto the website, and I'll add them up there soon. Got some video from Mountain Goats that for some reason never got added, so I'll go back and do that. What the heck? But anyway, I got one track left for you here. It's an outlier a bit. The band is Filthy Friends, and you may know them as Corin Tucker and Peter Buck and other luminaries, but certainly I was missing Corin Tucker, and I thought, I wonder what she's up to, and I thought, there was another Filthy Friends record that I never got, so I got it. Maybe it's not my thing, but the song here is the most angry, most aggressive, most Corin Tuckery track on here, and so I'm going to play that one, and I like it pretty well. The rest of the album, you're going to want to listen to that one online and see if it works for you. Anyway, the track I'm playing is called Last Chance Country. It's on the album Emerald Valley, which came out May of 2019 on Kill Rock Stars. Thank you very much for listening. We'll end it right here.
Spoken, has never traveled, the rules never broken, go around and to nowhere.